Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. All right, so, you know, if you've been following the show over the last few weeks, you know that I am still in recovery after open heart surgery. It's been a little over a month now. I am doing really, really well. I've been cleared of all my restrictions from my surgeon. Meet with my cardiologist this week. The only restriction really I have right now is that I'm not supposed to lift anything over 10 pounds. I gotta, you know, perform up to a certain stress level before I'm officially cleared for diving. That ought to happen hopefully by November or so. That's what it's tracking towards at the moment. In the meantime, I can talk about all the places I want to go dive and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, I've gotten a lot of these questions like, Greg, are you making any lifestyle changes? Well, the short answer is no. Actually, of course, I'm on a strict diet after having this surgery. They put me under these restrictions, low sodium, all this stuff. Actually, my blood pressure is pretty good. It's low. I have the blood pressure of a girl, which actually is a compliment, according to my family physician. But because of that, they have lifted the low sodium restriction on my diet, which is, God help you if you ever have that restriction put on you, because it's impossible if you want to try to maintain below 1,500 milligrams of sodium a day. It's ridiculous. What you can't even get a small Subway sub, like a turkey sub, and blow it out for the entire day. So very difficult to adhere to. And luckily, I don't have that restriction on me anymore. But that said, I've lost like 25 pounds in a month. So I guess you could call this the open heart surgery diet, and I'll take it. And I look good. A lot of people are looking at me like, Greg, you look awesome. And, you know, so, hey, you got to take the good with the bad, I guess. Right. But am I making some real changes with my diet? Well, yeah, of course, I'm looking at it and I'm trying to, you know, even though the restrictions have been lifted, but to adopt some of those, you know, things and being a little bit more aware of what I'm eating from a heart healthy concept or, perspective. But we got Phil Nico, who is our dive guru from West Palm Beach on Scuba Radio right now. And one of the things we haven't talked to Phil about much that he does in his, I think this is your real mission, is your food thing.
I'm a vegan.
He's a vegetarian.
And you know what? I'm so vegan, I don't even watch Kevin Bacon movies.
Okay.
And you know how you know if someone's a vegan?
Yeah, how's that?
Don't worry, they'll tell you.
Okay, of course.
And that has definitely, you know, it's gotten out in the show. I think I've let it be known a couple of times while I've been on Scuba Radio. And,
yeah, that's okay. That's all good. There's nothing wrong with vegans.
The whole community is so happy that, you know, you're like a good used car. You're, you know, 100,000 mile, you got your grease and oil change, and
yes,
you're, you know, you're good for another 100,000 miles. You know, garage kept, mm-hmm, highway miles. That's Greg the Dive Master. He's,
yes,
good for another 100,000 miles.
There you go. Greg the Dive Master 2.0, or I get a second chance. Whatever you want. Whatever way you want to look at it. You know, I'm looking to extend it out a little farther, or maybe, you know, get the extended warranty. I don't know.
I got to tell you, as you know, as a travel correspondent here at Scuba Radio, I've been blessed to be on some of the, you know, the best scuba dive locations around the world, and I go on these eat, slip, sleep, and dive trips.
Yeah.
And we're doing five dives a day, and people, I'm not eating the food that the chef is making for them. I'm eating my plant-based meal, mm-hmm, which includes some sprouts, which includes quinoa, which includes grains and nuts and seeds and legumes and all kinds of vegetables. And I have at least the same energy, if not superior energy. So what we're talking about at one level is erasing and, you know, perhaps debunking the myth that we're given in our culture that we need to get our nutrition from animals. Mm-hmm. And we really don't. As a matter of fact, the science says that we have proof of concept by giants such as heart surgeon Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn, that heart disease, which you're now very familiar with, is mm-hmm. haltable, reversible, and resolvable.
Yes.
With a switch to a plant-based diet. And it's not like we're switching because we're switching. We're actually, we were developed. We've been given a body that does not want, does not really even tolerate animal foods.
Yeah.
And
well,
I gotta say,
Phil, I've seen how he eats on one of our liverboard trips, and he did. He brought some of his own ingredients, and he worked with the chef a little bit, and they accommodated him fine.
You were there for all that.
And you know, I've always looked at that as something I've respected. If someone has the discipline to go vegan, God bless them. I do think it's a viable option, definitely from a health perspective. I'm looking at it. I don't know if I'm going to go that far. But I'm definitely looking to obviously cut down on red meat and meat products and things like that. Less hamburgers. Bacon is out. You know, I've been told that I probably should skip the bacon from here on out, whether it's Kevin or the meaty kind. And so, you know, that's what I'm going to do. And whether I go this full route is another thing. But let's talk about your story, because
sure. You
have a personal relationship with what made you make that lifestyle choice. So could you explain what happened to you?
Well, yeah, it was about 6 years ago. I was about 50 pounds heavier, and Greg, you didn't even know me then. But
yeah. Let's
just say, you know, talk to people who know me. I think I wore it pretty well, but it was 50 extra pounds. And
sure. My
doctor, I'd get my blood work a couple times a year, and he would tell me, you know, you've got your cholesterol is 262, you've got pre-diabetes symptoms, your fasting sugar is bad, you've got insulin resistance, also hypertension, high blood pressure.
Yeah.
So just by happy coincidence, here in West Palm, which is not just the scuba dive capital of the world, the drift dive capital of the world is what I like to say,
yes,
right?
Exactly.
But it also happens to be the headquarters of a place called Hippocrates Health Institute,
okay. Which
for 60 years has provoked the modern vegan movement. And it actually is all happening here in West Palm Beach. So just by dumb coincidence, I decided to go into, because it was convenient, namely right down the street, I went to their 3-week program where they taught us how to eat raw living food sprouts, veganic, organic nutrition, which is the most nutritious food this side of heaven. And it's 3 weeks because, as you might have learned, I learned from my first grade school teacher, it takes 3 weeks to make or break a habit.
Hmm.
So 3 weeks after that, I came out more or less a vegan, but then I became a vegetarian because I had a hard time giving up the cheese, right?
All right, so vegan is no cheese, no eggs, no nothing.
No animal byproducts. And then no animal protein, meat, or no animal secretions, no animal byproducts. And then after years of that, it started to seep into my consciousness and this awareness that I wasn't contributing to perhaps the unnecessary suffering of animals, which I don't wear that on my sleeve. I don't like to glow in the dark about it.
Mm-hmm.
But when I went, then I started, as I was diving through all of this, Greg, I started to see the beautiful symphony of all of God's creatures below the waterline. And it just started to make sense to me that, you know, this is all here, that they are beautiful creatures that are living out their lives. And isn't that wonderful that I could just observe them and actually learn from them
yeah. And
appreciate them and not feel like I want to eat them. So that's it actually was a plus for my diving.
I understand that. And I've heard that from a lot of vegetarian, vegan folks. And I don't know. But my thing is, God's made lobster, for instance, so tasty. It's very difficult from my perspective to go the full vegan route in there. But, you know, I totally respect it and I understand it. And I can see that evolution happening. But as far as the health benefits for the diet for you, it's worked out remarkably well.
It's chemistry, not fantasy. I mean, these mm-hmm. are You know, we could talk philosophically about it, but you could look at any number of books, including The China Study by Colin Campbell, or the work of Caldwell Esselstyn, or John McDougall, and many others who have the Framingham Study, which you should look at, which is a decades-long study. They follow tens of thousands of people through their whole lives and watched what they eat, watched what they ate, and they noticed that people who never ate animals have not, in three generations of studies, ever had a heart attack event.
Well, there you go. And which so means they can dive more, extend their dive life, which is really what it's all about from our perspective, right?
Absolutely.
So that's what we're trying to do. We got Phil Narcosis. We'll get back on the diving trek here next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Yo, that was crazy, right? Who knew? I mean, everything's set. It's a lock. We good to go. We in the money. And he trips underwater. Who in the hell of it trips underwater?
Shouldn't even be here. Shouldn't hear at all. Beneath the waterline, I can see it all. Dive into the alienation, drift into the fascination. Jump right in the water spine and see what's on the wall. Here
this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg Dive Master. This is Phil Narcosis, his song Inner Space. He's on with us right now. He's also a diver. He's also a vegan. But let's focus on the diving for now.
Let's do it.
Yeah,
let's
now you just got back from California. You didn't do any diving out there, but you've already been back in West Palm Beach for a week or so. And how many dives have you already
done? I've already done four dives.
Four dives, very nice.
And we're going out on Saturday again. And okay. I'm real excited. Here in West Palm Beach, which I like to like to refer to as the drift dive capital of the world. We have a brand new shipwreck that the state of Florida sank for us in line with the other wrecks right here outside of the Palm Beach Inlet. And this wreck is called the Anna Cecilia. It's in 170 feet long, and it's about 85 feet in the sand, and on the top it's about in the 60s.
Excellent.
And yeah, it was a cargo ship that was actually used to send, I mean, we're still the good guys, the Cuban Missile Crisis, and then America is sending humanitarian goods to Cuba during the, and use this boat during the Cuba Missile Crisis, right?
Right, right.
And then in 2015, and this is what I love about shipwrecks, is you get a, you're not just diving a hunk of metal that turns into an artificial reef. There's obviously, there's a little history behind it, and to me that makes it interesting to dive. So on September 15th, 2015, federal agents at the Miami River seized 413 kilos of cocaine hidden inside the ship after it returning from Haiti. So, obviously, they seized that ship and impounded it, and then just over a year later, now it's sitting beautifully intact. And I love, there's nothing like a new shipwreck, because maybe they didn't do this in the old days. I don't think they did, but now they make cutouts for you. They decommission the boat. Mm-hmm. They take off all the doors, of course. They make the swim throughs very logical. You feel. You know, I've never been crazy about enclosed areas, but, you know, when you see a direct swim through and you see the big door on the other side, you know, 50 feet down, you know, you're going to go through it. It's not a big deal.
Right.
And so we get onto the wreck. Of course, there's a northern current like there always is here. And we are greeted right off the bat, and you actually run into the bow. It's the bow is facing south. There must have been at least 20 Goliath groupers. I mean, they already condoed. The place already went condo.
Yeah.
And the Goliath groupers, you know, sold out the condos.
How big? Big monster ones like Pete was talking
like
about?
People. Like, yeah. Biggest, bigger than people. I mean, it was like.
About that.
And they were, and you know, they're used to divers. They're like, they're so friendly.
Yeah.
They're not too shy. You can go right up to them. You can pet them if you want. I guess you're not supposed to do that, but. They're just, you know, they're like house pets. They're gorgeous.
They're used to the divers already, even on the Anna Cecilia. Yeah, I had not heard about that that wreck. I guess it's already been down almost 2 months.
It's already been down, and of course, there's nothing growing on it yet. But what's great is it's the first in line of our other wrecks that as soon as you're done with this, diving this, you spend 10, 15 minutes on it. And then you say goodbye, and then you drift north, slightly west, and then you hit the rest of the wrecks, which are really in bad shape. And, you know, that's my thing about shipwrecks. It's not a question of if they're going to structurally fail and collapse. It's just a question of when.
Yeah. And can you see the other wrecks from the Anna Cecilia?
No, no, you can't.
Even if the viz was better? Or what?
You know, that's a good question, because we've had really crappy viz the last couple weeks. Yeah. It was, my logbook here is saying 30 feet. We call it the dirty 30.
Right.
And but we'll see what happens. I'm going out this Saturday. I'm warming up. We're going to do a two-tanker this Saturday. Probably not going to do that wreck again, but I'm warming up because next Friday, I'm leaving town, and I am going to Costa Rica to dive Cocos Island.
Excellent.
I can't wait for that.
So these will be good warm-up dives for
It'll be a good warm-up dive, and my buddy and I, Tad Jones, he's also a dive master, we decided that this trip to Costa, to Cocos Island, we were going to make a documentary style video where we really chronicle our week and, you know, the airplane, the boat ride out there, of course the dives, the in between. We're gonna try to do somewhat of a story, a documentary, and we'll put it on my YouTube channel, on the Phil Narcosis YouTube channel, so all the listeners can watch it.
Well, there you go. Now, there's a video or a TV show or documentary that Stan Waterman did from back in the day in Cocos, where he filmed a carpet of white tip reef sharks and Cocos Island.
So.
Yeah, so you'll have to tell me if they're still there. And then, of course, they're really known for the hammerheads as well. So I'm real anxious to hear, you know, what you saw. We just had, let's see,
Shark
Crockett.
Wallpaper.
Crockett, one of our regulars, our chronics here at Scuba Radio. He just got back from Cocos. He had an amazing time. I haven't been to that part of the world, but, you know, Cocos Island is, I think, isn't that the island that they use for Jurassic Park?
It is. It's an uninhabited island that's on the United Nations UNESCO World Heritage Site.
Yeah. So you'll have some very picturesque scenery, I would imagine, as you're heading out to the deeper water off the coast of Cocos. But
one thing that's interesting is, you know, I get a little insecure about being off the grid because, you know, people need to get a hold of me, especially my mother. She always worries when I go scuba diving.
Sure.
But there actually is this uninhabited island actually has a cell tower now. Can you believe it?
Really? It does. Well,
I don't know if I love that or hate it. But
I was going to say, go rent a sat phone. And actually, they probably got one on the boat already.
Yeah, they have that. But, you know, it's so far out and I'll still be connected. So that's good for me. But sometimes it's good when you what do they call that? A digital detox.
Yes. Yeah, you want to unplug.
That I haven't done. I haven't done that. Maybe I can't. Since the internet, I probably haven't done that.
Well, there you go. This will give you an excuse.
Yeah.
That's what you do. But yeah, it sounds like a great adventure. New wreck we got to mark off the list there in Palm Beach. Good stuff on
the
being
Anna
vegan.
Cecilia.
Yes. We'll look into all of these and look forward to your report when you get back there, Phil. Thanks for
checking in,
buddy.
Awesome.
Big Wave Dave is standing by. We'll talk to him next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I got Big Wave Dave on the phone. Where are you at, Dave, with the Go Dive Now pool today?
We're in Clarksville, Tennessee, about an hour from Nashville, getting ready for River. Your River Fest is open. We're having fun.
Last train to Clarksville. Yeah, I couldn't help it. All right, so you're there, and it's at River Fest. What is River Fest exactly?
Basically, it's a kind of festival, kind of along the river here. A lot of music going on, a lot of different attractions, just kind of celebrating the end of summer.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay. And so you're getting people in the pool, letting them try diving for the first time. This first time the Go Dive Now pool has been to this event, or have you been going there every year?
No, we were here last year and back again this year. We're having a great day. Weather's holding out, just kind of hoping that the thunder showers don't show up. But,
right.
Right now, the water is nice and warm and clear, and we got lots of people wanting to get in.
Excellent. And godivenow.com is the website. You can find out where Big Wave Dave is going to be with the pool coming up. Where do you go from there after this weekend?
Well, going home. I've got some stuff going on back home, and I'm working on trying to line a couple shows in October down in Florida.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, of course, heading out to Vegas for DEMA.
Yes. Now, we're still planning to do my first dive out there at the DEMA show. Yeah, we can work that out. You'll help me with gear and baiting. Well, we don't even need baiting suits. We'll be indoors. We can go commando, right?
Yeah, and Greg, I'll hold your hand just in case you forgot how to dive.
Yes, well, I appreciate that. He is a dive instructor. That's what Big Wave Dave is there to do, is hold everybody's hand and make sure everything goes smoothly there in the Go Dive Now pool. But, by the way, I did have a question from some of the other folks, like the Dive Guy, Jerry the Diver Guy. You know, we're going to try to get a bunch of people in the pool there with me to dive with me, create a little photo op. But they asked, you have that dye in the pool? Like if someone goes to the restroom in the pool, it changes colors?
Yeah, we don't want it to be purple. Okay,
so that's what it'll do. It'll change to purple.
Yep.
Okay, plan accordingly. Catch up with Big Wave Dave and just know that the chemicals in there, just in case if you get any wacky ideas.
Well, all of a sudden it gets really warm around you, we're also gonna swim away.
Temperature change, dead giveaway. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
So what's this big news then?
We've been given our parts in the nativity play. And I'm the lobster.
The lobster?
Yeah.
In the nativity play?
Yeah, first lobster.
There was more than one lobster present at the birth of Jesus.
Duh.
Way down under the ocean, where lobsters live and die, you'll see that lobster travel in a hip-hop conga line. So join the celebration and jump in behind your friends. Today we're all crustaceans and we're gonna party to the end. So come on now, do you wanna come and do the lobster conga? Dance to the beat of the bomba and we'll have a lot of fun together.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. All right, as, despite what Phil Narcosis would like me to become vegan, the lobster, I think you're going to keep that from happening as far as I'm concerned. They're just too damn tasty. How could I go vegan when those little critters are just waiting for me underwater to cook and eat? Oh, my, catch, cook, and eat. It's going to be impossible. But and then, you know, even though I can't dive at the moment, I am tempted, I am tortured by watching these videos on YouTube from my buddy like Chiefy, who shows all these lobsters on the Rapa Nui Reef. Chiefy is with us right now. He's our lobster guru from South Florida. How you doing, buddy?
Outstanding, outstanding. And, you know, Greg, it's been a good week for catching the bug.
Yeah.
Okay?
I bet.
And, you know, what I mean by that is we sort of had this little tropical wave. It was even pre-Hurricane Hermine, right?
Yeah, right.
Came south of us, and it stirred things up like 2 weeks ago, you know, so we couldn't really get out and do anything. But boy, oh boy, oh boy, come Saturday, a week ago, things settled down a bit, and there was an abundance of lobster. It was incredible, and we actually had a video that was shot on the Rapa Nui Reef. That's mm-hmm. directly off the Deerfield Beach Pier.
Right.
It. I don't know if you remember, about a little over a year ago, the attempted sinking, it flipped over. Mm-hmm. It was a barge, and
yeah.
there was 15 moai, you know, and they got all crushed up and everything. It was a sad, really, moment here.
Yeah.
Because it was such a cool, cool, possible sight.
Yeah,
but,
great idea, for sure.
Then,
yeah.
There's been... we call it a resurrecting of Rapa Nui. So what some groups have done, and particularly Dixie Divers in Deerfield Beach, they've gone underneath and cleared the debris, and they've brought three of the moai that are still alive. The, mm-hmm. the heads are still intact. They brought them up to the top of the barge, which is actually now the bottom of the barge, okay, if you get
yeah.
that
right.
picture.
Yeah.
And then what they did, they propped them up using a bracket and chains. Well, last Saturday, wouldn't you know it, right after this tropical wave comes through, there's about a dozen lobster that are hanging around the chains and the moai on that top of the barge. How do they do that?
I don't know. I saw that video. I was like, oh my gosh, that's awesome.
I couldn't believe it.
I did wonder now, the chains, are they down there permanently, or were they just used to
yeah.
move stuff around? They are.
Okay. Well, the chains are there to hold up the bracket, sort of,
okay.
you know, counterbalance the bracket.
Yeah.
And there is some, you know, where they've attached the brackets to the moai and mm-hmm. things like that.
Yeah.
But it helps. But how cool is that, that this is really kind of already... has a substantial amount of marine life, including a bunch of nice lobsters.
That's right.
You know?
Who would have thought a
yeah.
big chain like that would make an awesome lobster condo?
Yes, yes, yeah, yeah. And the good news is, you know, it's a permanent site. What that means is you can actually take lobster off of an artificial reef if it's permitted. So within the, you know, the state waters. So that's important to know. Some guys get that confused because the law kind of tells you, well, you know, you're not supposed to take things from artificial reefs. You know, like people sometimes put things down there, you know?
Yeah,
but,
right.
But in this case, the county through the state actually, you know, put that there. They permitted it, and it's supposed to be there. They've actually added also about 100 feet to the north, 250 tons of limestone boulders, and it looks like a gigantic pyramid under there. Mm-hmm. Remember, this is only in 65 feet of water.
Yeah.
So it's very, very accessible.
Very
less than a mile offshore between this, what we call the second and third reef.
Yeah.
It was actually, you know, the Sahara Desert. It was nothing there. And so this site has really been improved. The county's actually adding another 250 tons of boulders to the area.
Hmm.
So we're really getting a bunch of marine life in a very short period of time, and it's really cool.
Talking about, Phil was telling us about this new wreck in West Palm Beach. You guys have that down in Deerfield, and then you got mm-hmm. Pompano Beach with the Lady Luck.
Lady Luck in Pompano Beach. That's a good thing. I mean, everything is so accessible. I tell people to dive at all. I mean, wreck diving, reef diving, shore diving, free diving, blue water diving. We can't do any ice diving. No ice diving.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can. You just got to hop on a plane and go.
Oh, there
up
you
north.
Go. Yeah.
So I got to ask, video, though, that was filmed last Saturday. Was that filmed before they took their pick of the lobster, or do you have any idea? Surely, once that was posted, those lobsters were gone, baby. Come on.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that somebody's kind of like taking them out of there. So
exactly.
I don't have. Yeah. But it's a good thing to see them clustered together.
Yeah, absolutely.
It typically says that there's some kind of a walk going on, and we did see evidence of that.
Yeah, like how? What did you see? Did you actually see any conga lines going, or no?
No conga lines, but I saw, you know, we were able to get, I had a little island down off of Commercial Boulevard, got 9 off of that, got another dozen or so off of Pompano. So they are congregating.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Okay. So what do you think they do? Do they congregate first and then they start lining up like that in an official line, or vice versa?
Yeah, I think that's what happens. I think they come in either from the deep or from the south, because most of our walks that we get, they're actually walking north.
Yeah.
But once they make it past this gauntlet and into, like, say, Jupiter, it sort of goes, you know, deeper then, and that's when you get, I mean, these guys in Melbourne and Fort Pierce, they're getting monster lobsters.
Right.
Although, Greg, did you see my post? I
covered up your whole air tank.
Holy smokes.
That was an awesome one.
And that was a 100 cubic yard, cubic foot tank.
Oh,
it was a monster bug. A monster
bug. How much did that one weigh, you figure?
Well, I got to figure, because we didn't have a scale with us.
Yeah.
The one on my wall is 6 pounds. The one I've caught before is 9. This was probably an 8 pounder, a little less than a 9 pounder. He was a double fister. He was huge.
Yeah.
He was huge.
Well, he looked big.
Yeah.
I thought that was just an aluminum 72 or something. But if that was 100,
no, that's 100.
That's a big boy. Yes.
Yeah. He was nice. I was working. We kind of caught this little cave, little overhang. And my buddy Brian, who's a dentist in Pompano, he was working a couple on the right, and I was working a few on the left.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't even notice him. And then all of a sudden, here comes the big boy out from between the two of us, like almost like ticked off that we were disturbing, you know?
Yeah, hey, why are you messing with my neighbors here? What's going on? Who's making all the racket?
And he was funny. He comes out, and he actually turns around. So now he exposes his tail to us.
Yeah. So how'd you catch him, with your hand then, or
I looped him, and Brian looped him.
Oh, you had a
double loop on him, so he wasn't going anywhere. It was quite funny. And then grabbed him, and then Brian's bag has a bigger opening.
Yeah,
and we stuffed him in there.
Okay.
But he was a monster.
Yeah,
what a monster!
A big boy.
He was a beauty. He was a beauty. So when you see the big ones down here like that,
mm-hmm.
that kind of tells you. You know, the walk is going on.
Something's
I've
happening.
Had some reports of guys off the beach doing pretty well.
Yeah.
But mainly we've been in the 60-foot range. That's kind of where we've been.
So we're talking about South Florida, you know, Deerfield, Pompano, that area is what you're talking about.
Lauderdale.
Is there a frenzy going on right now, you think, with some of the divers in the community, or is this pretty low-key still, you'd say?
You know, not too much of a frenzy. That's good, because it kind of happened during the week. Now, with the weekend here, I think you may see some guys getting out there and seeing what's going on. But this is a good time of year. Water temp is still 82, 84, very comfortable.
Yeah.
Currents have been pretty mild.
Winds are down a little bit.
Yeah. Winds are down a little bit. Not a little 2 to 3 foot chop, not bad.
Yeah.
So the conditions have been pretty ideal. And, of course, everything's very close. You don't have to go for long boat rides.
Yeah.
We're all right here. So it's really, really nice.
You know, you're killing me because I can't dive at the moment. And I knew this was going to happen. I was going to get this surgery done. I'm going to hear about the best lobster season ever. This sucks! But at least I'm able to dive another day, so I'll take it. Chiefy.net. Go there, get all the information about lobster hunting from the master.
Second edition of Catching the Bug is out there in the dive store.
We got more coming up. Stay close. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
How many times have you heard your diver friends say it's been a while since their last dive? Let your buddies know how easy they can get back in the water with the all-new PADI Reactivate program. Reactivate is designed to give divers the confidence to get back in the water by refreshing fundamental skills and dive principles. Reactivated divers will receive a PADI replacement certification card, and you get your dive buddy back. Contact your local PADI dive center, resort, or instructor to refresh your scuba skills with PADI Reactivate today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
When you want fun, just read a page from my dive log book. I used to say, live and let live.
You know you're dead, you know you're dead, you know you're dead.
But in this underwater, so live and let's dive.
Live and let's dive.
I said live and let's dive.
Live and let's dive.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I got lobster fever and I can't dive. What am I going to do? I know what I'll do. I'll call my South Florida super fan, Barry, and have him do the dirty work for me. Barry, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing great, Greg. Yeah, I'm glad to hear your voice.
Well, it is glad to be heard, even though it's a little raspy. I've gotten through the show okay today, and it gets better every week. And that's probably, you know, the only thing holding me back at the moment. as well as a clearance from my cardiologist to be able to dive. That'll take another month or two. In the meantime, Barry, I got to tell you, I just had Chiefy on. He says the lobsters are stirred up there in South Florida in your neck of the woods. So I'm thinking if I can't dive, maybe I can send you out there to go snag some bugs for me.
What do you absolutely.
You would do that?
I'd love to go out there. Sure, I would.
You'd do that for your dive master friend up here, up north? Come on. Really?
Sure, I would, but you'd have to come down and get him.
Well, I can do that. I've been cleared to drive. I'll drive down South Florida if it's for a lobster meat run. Absolutely. So you just got to get in the water and catch them.
Oh, yeah. Going out and catching them is not a problem. My gear's all checked out. I already had my tanks hydroed, and I even had them sandblasted, and I put on a scuba radio, what do you call it? It was like the
one of those shrink wrap covers?
Yep,
good man. Yes, those are, there's still a few of those circulating out there amongst the community. But a tank protector.
I call it tank condom.
Okay, you could call that too. That'd probably be more appropriate in this case.
Do you have any more of those, by any chance?
I got a few here in the prize stash. So maybe when I come down, I'll trade you a tank cover for, three lobster tail?
Well, I can give you three that have been sitting in the freezer for a few weeks, or I can give you a fresh one.
I was thinking three fresh, but you're saying...
Oh, three fresh.
Mm. Three frozen.
I could probably do that.
Well, we'll see. Whatever,
buddy, I would do it. I tell you, surprise is sitting in the garage, all fueled up, ready to take you out when you're ready.
Yeah, well, the dive boat is ready to go. That's the name of his boat, the surprise. Well, I'm going to do my first dive at the Dima Show middle of November in the Go Dive Now pool with Big Wave Dave. So I'm going to get cleared middle of November, and then shortly thereafter, I'll come down and we'll do dive. Well, I'm going to dive as much as I can. As soon as the doc gives me clearance and I do all the, jump through the hoops and EKG tests and all this crap that you have to do, it's no big deal. Actually, I'll tell you where I'm at right now in my recovery. I bet I could pass this Bruce protocol test already. That's how good. I mean, I jogged twice this week.
Well, I hope so. Is your doctor's name Clarence? So you need clearance from Clarence?
Ah, exactly. Yeah, I knew.
Okay.
It was going to work in some bad joke at some point during the conversation. That's just what Barry does. That's part of your MO. I understand.
That's right.
It's good form. All right, so we'll look forward to doing that for sure. But in the meantime, you got to get out there and catch them lobsters because evidently they're stirred up after her mind is some cold front, came through Florida. And Chiefy says they're all over the place. They saw them on the Rapa Nui Reef this week, loaded up right there. And I don't know, where would you go? Would you take your boat out or would you just hit the beach? Because you like to beach dive down there, right?
I like to beach dive because, number one, I could spend almost 2 hours searching around and then, put another tank on and spend another 2 hours.
Yeah.
The problem is that...
So does everybody else.
When did he go out there?
Well, last Saturday was when they spotted all these lobsters out on the Rapa Nui Reef, that, one that kind of turtled last year. They sank the reef with the, those Easter Island statue things, those Mowais or what do they call them? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I heard about
those. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that rubble pile, they took some of them, put them back upright, and there's some chain laying around them. There's a YouTube video that was circulated out on Facebook after Saturday, and they had like a dozen lobsters, big boys, all lined up around this Mowai. And I was like, boy, those aren't going to last long if they're still there.
That might have been some kind of, prayer thing going on.
It could have been. Hey, I'm not going to put it past those. They could have, that thing turtled. The Mowai didn't like being put on the ship, but maybe they like lobster. I don't know. But anyway, or the lobsters were coming to sacrifice themselves to the diver gods.
They're probably more appropriate. That you would not be going back in the water anytime soon.
Well, that's probably what it was. They knew the lobster slayer was out of commission, and it was safe to come out of their hiding places and, put their fingers up in the air or their antenna. Same thing.
Their antennas, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, anyway, they were seen there, so they have to be all over because that's fairly shallow. And he said he's been getting reports from the beach divers doing really well and all over. So they've been stirred up. You got to go out there and get them, Barry.
Yeah. So possibly maybe this weekend, maybe Sunday.
Okay.
If I can get out there early.
You get them Sunday, I'll come down. You tell me how many you got, and then I'll come down and pick them up.
Okay, we can do that.
Or we'll air mail. UPS will do a day in Florida. So
I'll send you lobster tail by air mail. Do you want it with or without ice?
I would like ice. I think we better go with ice. But see, that's when you have friends like this, who needs anemones? Anyway, that'll do it for this week. Till next time, whether it's lobster diving or just any dive, make sure you join us because we'll have fun just like we did today and continue this fun little conversation on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Till then, remember, it's always better. Where, Barry?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.